It's Friday the 28th of June 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is the enhanced audio version of my geekmummy.com blog. Today's blog post is called My Google Reader Replacement Is... It's now only a few days until Google shut down their RSS feed reader, which is rather intuitively called Google Reader. It's going to be shut down for good. If you've never heard of this product, then you're probably not using it, which means you probably won't miss it at all. But if you're like me and you're dependent on Reader as a way of pulling content from a large number of blogs and news feeds into one place for easy reading, then you've probably been slightly panicking since it was announced a few months ago that Reader was going to be shut down. I blogged a while ago about my initial thoughts on looking for a replacement, but it's taken me up until now to find my chosen substitute. And the main reason I've been delaying is that I've been waiting for the developers of my favourite iOS apps to make the updates to their products to offer alternatives to Google Reader, because I never actually used Google Reader itself in a web browser. I used it as a way of synchronising the blogs I was reading between my iPad and my iPhone. So I was pleased when early on the developers of the apps that I used said that they would be offering alternatives, and I just needed to see what they were offering before I made my choice. So my main reader is an app called Mr. Reader. It's available on the iPad, and they've just released an update which adds a number of different feed readers, some of which I've never heard of. I'm not sure I can pronounce. There's Baz Cooks, BazQux, Feedbin, FeedHQ, Feedly, FeedWrangler, and Fever. And then on my phone, I use Feedler RSS reader. And again, there's been an update to that recently, which has added that Baz Cooks again, FeedHQ, and the old reader. So the sharp-eared amongst you will have noticed that there are a couple of overlaps there. There's the one that I can't pronounce, and then there's the FeedHQ. And actually, you know, FeedHQ, on initial looking, looks pretty positive. It looks like a decent service. It's a dedicated feed service. It's not free, but it does only cost $12 a year to subscribe, which, you know, it's $1 a month. It's probably not bad if you read a good number of blogs. So my first thought was that I'd go down that route. For the really techie amongst you, it's also open source, so that might be a factor. But something else has happened recently which has influenced my decision, and that's to do with a very clever website called IFTT, if this then that, IFTTT.com. This is a great website, actually. You can make all sorts of recipes that say, if such and such a thing, then do something else. I use it for cross-posting content to various websites, putting photos in different places. It'll send audio boos to Dropbox or all sorts of things, and even simple things like you send you an email if the weather forecast says it will be sunny today. And IFTT announced that they were going to be implementing Feedly support. I'm not quite sure what options are available, and I'm not sure if I'll ever use them, but it just seemed useful to have that tucked up my sleeve and have it as an option. So Mr. Reader has implemented Feedly support, but sadly Feedler hasn't, although of course it might be added in the future. But that was enough to get me out and have a dig around the App Store to see what other iPhone readers were out there that might support Feedly. And I went back to an old favourite, which is Reader, R-E-E-D-E-R. This is an app I used to use on my iPad before I discovered Mr. Reader, and I always got on with it okay. The app hasn't yet been updated, but there is apparently a new version sitting with Apple for review, which has got some Google Reader replacements in it. One of those is Feedly, according to a picture that was tweeted by the developer. Even better, at the moment, both the iPhone and iPad versions of Reader are free in the App Store, so you can grab them for absolutely no cost at all. So today I logged into Feedly using my Google account. It picked up all my existing Google Reader subscriptions. I then went into Mr. Reader, set it up to access my Feedly account rather than my Google Reader account, and I'm all set up. It took a few seconds and it was dead easy. All my subscriptions are there, all my folders and organization is there. And when I get the update to Reader for iPhone, I'll be all sorted with that as well. And I think I'm absolutely ready for them to switch Google Reader off. Thanks for listening.